Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is currently 50 degrees with some fog to deal with again this morning early on. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police released new video Thursday evening showing how the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder escaped from a campus building after firing a single shot. The suspect can be seen running off the side of a building, scaling it, crossing a street, and running into a wooded area. That's where officials say police found the suspected weapon. Governor Spencer Cox says that the public's been very helpful with the information they've submitted.
The public has answered our call for action. So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips. I would just note that the FBI hasn't received this many digital media tips from the public since the Boston Marathon bombing.
A midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy is in stable condition after being shot as security personnel were in the process of clearing a building, according to a U.S. official. It happened during a campus lockdown. Two people killed in a helicopter crash outside Allentown, Pennsylvania, Thursday. The NTSB will investigate. This is ABC News. There's good news and bad news to report about poverty in America. More people managed to rise above the poverty line in the latest government estimate.
The glaring exception in the Census Bureau's income, poverty, and health insurance coverage report is the fastest growing population, those over 65. Based on pre-tax cash income, the percentage of seniors in poverty rose to 9.9% last year from 9.7% in 2023. Every other age group either saw gains made against poverty or remained steady. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez was sentenced Thursday to 4.5 years in federal prison for her role in selling her husband's influence in exchange for gold bars, cash, and a luxury automobile. Prosecutors say Nadine Menendez was an intermediary between the senator and New Jersey businessman seeking political favors. Her husband's already serving an 11-year sentence. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 81 after some early morning patches of fog. Otherwise, partly cloudy and warm. A southeast wind around 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, mild and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers late. Maybe a thunderstorm and a low of 63. Saturday, 83 with spotty showers possible through the afternoon. Saturday night, a few clouds with patchy fog and a low of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid with a high of 88. In Richland Center, yesterday's top temperature was 80 degrees. We were at 55 at midnight. We've been as low as 49. And right now, on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 50 degrees. Today, it's time to start the day in Southwest Wisconsin and the Light in the Milk House show. It is time for our national anthem on Friday, September 12th.
Street. so dark and so strange that stretch to that promised land. It could be that I will leave crying in vain, as always succumbing to fears. But gladly today I would give up the strain, 'cause Lord, I've been ready for years. Lord, I've been ready for years. Lord, I've been ready for years. I've stumbled through darkness and struggled through tears. Lord, I've been ready for years. Narrow's the way that I know I must tread, though I've often strayed from the road. A little ashamed of the life that I've led, a little bit scooped from the load. Lord, I'm not complaining, just thinking out loud. I'm thankful more than it appears. But if you should call me someday, I'd be proud, 'cause Lord, I've been ready for years. Lord, I've been ready for years. Lord, I've been ready for years. I've stumbled through darkness and struggled through tears. Lord, I've been ready for years. Lord, I've been ready for years. Lord, I've been ready for years. I've stumbled through darkness and struggled through tears. Lord, I've been ready for years. I've stumbled through darkness and struggled through tears. Lord, I've been ready for years.
We start the day in a positive way with the Oak Ridge Boys and Lord, I've Been Ready for Years. Before that, our national anthem, sung today by Lee Greenwood. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together again. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. The Packers won last night. If you went to bed too early, which I did, I had to kind of look it up this morning. 27-18, Green Bay wins against Washington last night. Plus, I couldn't see it. I just could see it on the radio, which is the best place to catch the game anyway. And I'm not just saying that. I prefer the radio over the TV broadcast, especially on a nice fall day. Have the radio on in the garage and pretend like you're working out there so June thinks you're cleaning the garage and listen to the game. And yeah, that's the best way to see it anyway. Good win for the Pack. We'll recap that coming up here in a few minutes during today's Light in the Milk House show. Here's Tom T. Hall.
Ravishing Ruby. She'd been around for a while, ravishing Ruby. She was a truck stop child, born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free. And all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Smiling Jack, that was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Jack, he'll come rolling by, and she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby,
are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name. That's all she ever knew. Ravished in ruby, ain't got time for guys like me and you.
WRCO Studios is sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant, serving up hometown flavor where friends, family, and favorite tunes always feel right at home.
When you meet that certain someone you've been searching hard to find, it's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my heart?
Travis Tritt on the Milk House Show. Can I trust you with my heart? 5:15 the time. We're at 49 degrees here in Richland Center on a Friday morning. A reminder, the Boaz Lions Club will be having a fish fry tonight in Boaz from 4:30 until 7. Cost of the meal will be just $15. And a reminder, going on this weekend, Monty Berger will be at Los Amigos playing there on Saturday, September 13th. An antique retro and cool junk sale will be held Saturday from 8 until 2 at the AD German Warehouse in Richland Center. Many sellers with diverse collections will be featured as well during that event. Richland FFA alumni will host a golf outing Saturday at 1 at Quail Run. No registration is required. Also enjoy some cornhole bags, music and brats at 4 at the American Legion, and a free will offering will be accepted.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in soccer action, it was Richland Center losing to Dodge Point. Final score of 5-2. Volleyball action last night, North Crawford a winner against Weston by sweep. And Cashton 3-2 over Hillsboro. It was a win for Platteville over Lancaster in 3 in the Southwest Conference. Jordan Love threw for 292 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18. Tight end Tucker Kraft caught 6 passes for a career-high 124 yards to help the Packers improve to 2-0 for the first time since 2020. Love and Kraft connected on an 8-yard touchdown play with 8:57 left to thwart the Commanders' comeback attempt. Love's other touchdown was a 5-yarder to Romeo Doubs in the first quarter. Washington gained just 11 yards in the first quarter and lost running back Austin Ekeler to an Achilles tendon injury late in the game. Elsewhere yesterday in baseball, Miami 5-0 over Washington, Philadelphia 6, the Mets 4, San Diego 2-0 over Colorado. In the American League, the White Sox 5, Tampa Bay 1, Toronto 6-0 over Houston, Cleveland 3, Kansas City 2, the Yankees 9-3 over Detroit, and Seattle beat the Angels, final score of 7-6 in that one. Tonight, it's weekend number 4 of high school football. We'll have coverage from Richland Center High School tonight as the Hornets play host to New Glarus. This sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Time now for the, get ready, the aerobic polka. It is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Get ready, get set for the aerobic polka. Hopefully you're good and stretched out. It's a Friday. We need a good one. Here we go. One and a two. Yeah.
Grab your boy.
nobody does it better than the Plain Hot Shots right there. Thank you, fellas, with the EIO Polka. 49 at WRCO on a Friday.
Well, I'm going to get out my sycamore, shine up my sheet, meet my baby and tell her the news. Bet my bun on a sway back nag, and I come home winning with plenty of swag.
A 1 foot, 2 foot, sliver, drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rack. Do a little jig and a zig and a zag,
and listen to the fiddles as they play that sugar foot rack. As he plays that sugar foot rag. He's gonna play that sugar foot rag.
I'd never lead you on, but I feel the yearn to love you, even though I know it's wrong.
You'll have to take my hand and lead me
Conway and Loretta on WRCO Radio and Lead Me On. That takes us to a 5:30 time check and farm news and markets coming up. Otherwise, for today, after some patchy fog, it'll be a warm one today, a high around 81 with southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. They're mentioning a chance of rain tonight, maybe a 50%, but late, and a low of 63. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 49 degrees.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Enlist corn and have your best year with Pioneer. Exports of U.S. beef continue to run below year-ago levels. Josh Maples, an ag economist with Mississippi State University, says one of the big stories is China.
China had become one of our larger beef export destinations.
But he tells Brownfield the shift in demand has been catastrophic.
Down 94% from where we were a year ago.
John Harith with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the trade disruption with China has created additional opportunities for U.S. beef in South Korea.
Been able to move a lot more short plate here into Korea. You don't have that competition from China right now.
Exports of U.S. beef through July are running 8% below last year in volume and are down 7.5% in value. The director of Climate Smart Ag Origination with ADM says over 5 million acres of cropland were enrolled in the company's regenerative agriculture program last year. Paul Sheets says it's a year ahead of schedule.
So in 2022, when we set those goals for 2025, it was ultimately to accomplish what we've been able to accomplish here this past year, which is acceptance and adoption and enrollment ultimately can be done at scale.
Central Illinois farmer Derek Martin, an early adopter of the program, says receiving financial incentives for conservation practices he believes in has helped his operation.
They're just not paying yet for a feel-good story. Their end users are seeing the value.
Sheets tells Brownfield.
The most valuable asset, either us or our downstream customers, is the land that farmers are ultimately farming on. We need to invest in that land.
Sheets says the program reduced ADM Scope 3 footprint by more than 1 million metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions and sequestered more than 363,000 metric tons of carbon in 2024, with plans to continue its growth in 2025. A Purdue University weed scientist says spraying herbicides effectively requires getting all the little things right. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Dr. Tommy Butts tells Brownfield using the right nozzles, pressures, tank mixes, and application speed matters.
If you do every little thing wrong, you know, 5% here of weed control, 5% there of weed control, that starts adding up.
And for most situations, spraying should be at or below 15 miles per hour to ensure effective coverage.
Start pushing the 18s or faster in our big open fields that we can see some pretty significant skips.
From the University of Wisconsin Arlington Ag Research Station, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And the National Association of Farm Broadcasting is partnering with Feeding America to help fight hunger in rural communities. Linda Najat, president and COO of Feeding America, says there are over 47 million people in the U.S. who are experiencing food insecurity.
People living in rural communities often have more difficulties accessing groceries.
Donations can be made through NAFBHunger.com, and all proceeds will go to local food banks and the Feeding America Network. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs ended the day lower.
Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was at a standstill. Bids did resurface Thursday at $236 to $240 live and $375 dress. Those were still quite some distance from the asking prices of $243 live and $378 plus dressed. There's been some light, sporadic trade that has taken place this week. Dress business in the north has ranged from $375 to $378, $5 to $8 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, feeder steers and heifers weighing more than 600 pounds were not well tested, but a softer undertone was noted. Steers and heifers weighing less than 600 pounds were steadied to $10 lower, with several lots of small packages that were unvaccinated. Medium and large one feeder steers, 553 to 572 pounds, brought $423 to $431. Feeder steers, 863 pounds, brought $342.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 511 to 539 pounds, brought $383 to $408. Box beef closed sharply lower with light demand for light offerings. Choice was down $4.85 at $400.79. Select was $3.73 lower at $379.95. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. The cash hog market continues to focus on demand. This week's export sales report from the USDA did show a return of China to the buyers list, but overall export sales were down significantly from the previous week and the prior four-week average. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 47 cents with a weighted average of 107.29. The Iowa Minnesota was 99 cents lower with a weighted average of 107.40. Pork values closed lower, down $1.60 at 113.17. Bellies were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up more than 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting on the rest of the week's direct business to develop. And lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade with ongoing concerns about long-term demand strength. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the high DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are up on short covering ahead of Friday's USDA numbers. November beans are 8 1/4 higher at 10.33 1/2. January was up 7 3/4 at 10.52 1/2. December corn was 2 3/4 higher at 4.19 3/4. March was up 2 3/4 at 4.37 1/4. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching the direct markets. October live was up $1.12 at $232.27. December was $1.45 higher at $234.12. October feeders are up $1.95 at $352.35. And hogs were mixed on spread adjustments and questions about long-term pork demand. October was up $1.35 at $98.17. December was $97 higher at $89.25. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson.
is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
An online marketplace showcasing products from Kansas farms. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Shop Kansas Farms started as a Facebook group during the COVID pandemic to connect farmers with consumers, but it grew so fast that the farm family who started the project asked the Kansas Farm Bureau to buy it and take it over, which they did. Spokesperson Kylie Stout.
When we speak with farmers that we work with, their number one challenge is marketing. How can we reach more consumers? How can we do that with minimal effort when they have been working all day, providing labor to create the products or work the cattle? We can provide a bigger outreach that they're not able to do on their own. And we put on direct-to-marketing workshops for them. We try to make sure they have every tool available to them in their toolkit.
Farms across the state of Kansas participate in Shop Kansas Farms. Stout says it's a great alternative to, say, a stand at a farmer's market.
A lot of the farmers that we work with don't want to commit to a weekly farmer's market. They want to be home with their family, makes sense. And so we provide a digital platform for farmers to be able to sell their products 24/7 to consumers.
If it can be raised or produced in Kansas, it's probably sold on the site. It's also led a lot of non-farmers to join the Kansas Farm Bureau. There's more at shopkansasfarms.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The road to Madison starts with you. The dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 30th through October 3rd. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says July shipments moved the second largest volume in any given month since August 2022. U.S. dairy exports gained 7% in volume year over year, while values jumped 20% to $834.5 million. Cheese exports rose 29%, with Central America, the Caribbean, South Korea, and Japan driving demand. Butter exports surpassed the largest monthly volume in over a decade, surging 206%. Anhydrous milk fat exports rose 91%. The council says it expects strong exports to continue, with U.S. products offering a significant price advantage globally. Low-protein whey shipments increased 9% as declining sales to Canada overshadowed demand from Mexico and Southeast Asia. High-protein whey exports were also up 9% despite reduced demand from China. Lactose sales rose 9%, supported by Chinese purchases. Skim milk powder exports fell 16% for the month, partly because of limited product availability and a lack of interest from Southeast Asia. Cash dairy prices were lower Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as traders squared positions ahead of Friday's supply and demand report. Dry whey was down a half a cent at 58.5 cents. Blacks down 5.25 at $1.62. Barrels down 4 cents at $1.63.5. Butter was down 3.75 cents at $1.92.75. And non-fat dry milk was down 1.5 cents at $1.17.25. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 81 degrees. Looks like partly cloudy and warm conditions for today. 63 tonight with maybe a late night shower. Saturday, 83 with spotty showers possible. And Sunday, 88 degrees. Currently in RC after the midnight reading of 55. We're at 49 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Also celebrating a Packer win. At least I am. You know, my house, half of the house was happy. 27-18, Packers win last night over the Commanders. When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. And full disclaimer.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Is making music with my friend, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Willie Nelson playing on the road again. That's kind of dangerous. Anyway, thanks for joining us today for the Old Milk House Show. Coming up, we'll have Tony's weather, a complete look at weekend weather as we make plans to dress accordingly, get your summer wardrobe back out this weekend, it sounds like. But get ready for the weekend. That's right. Here's Farron Young on the Light in the Milk House Show.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom, 'cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no.
The Mel Cow Show from WRCO Radio. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your Southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh-picked favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the most prevalent fog this morning is over the eastern half of Wisconsin. A dense fog advisory up basically around Manitowoc over to Marshfield and northward. Meanwhile, around here, we can expect another warm day turning a bit muggy. The temperature could climb about 10 degrees above normal today, even 15 degrees above normal over the weekend, as the balmy air continues to flow in from the southern plains. Now, as far as rain goes, there's some showers and storms today up in North Dakota and Minnesota. Those will be missing us for the time being. But late tonight and tomorrow, a few scattered showers could work through the area with that weak disturbance coming through. Most spots should probably have a tenth or two-tenths of an inch rain or less. Otherwise, sun breaks out, especially on Sunday. So Sunday into Monday looking like some of the warmest days. Dew points getting up close to 70, combined with the high temperatures, could push the heat index into the 90s. So take it easy and drink plenty of extra water. Here's that forecast for today. Fog patches early. Otherwise, partly cloudy and warm. High near 81. Southeast wind close to 10. Tonight, mild and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers late, maybe a thunderstorm, low 63. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, warm and muggy. Spotty showers are still possible through the afternoon, high close to 83, southeast wind at 5 to 10. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, high near 88. Monday, staying summer-like with partly sunny skies, a slight chance of a shower, low 62 with a high near 86. Tuesday, partly cloudy with the heat and humidity sticking around, low 62, high near 87. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy and muggy. Chance of showers and storms, high 83. The rain chance is higher Wednesday night and still a chance of rain on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Right now it's 49 degrees. Yesterday's high was 80. A record high was set in 1931 at 93. Record low in 1955 was 30. Last year's high was 86 and the low 50. Sunset will occur at 7:17 this evening and sunrise time this morning 6:37. The air is calm, barometer at 30.13, and no precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 55, it is 49 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths, by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support, and the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, innovative solutions, and services. WRCO in Richland Center, where it is 49 degrees at 6 o'clock.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors